Good afternoon. This is Andy Baker, Director of Jazz Studies at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Thank you for bringing the Wednesday Jazz Ensemble to the HHS-ASU Jazz Festival. Looking forward to hearing the band. I will give most of my comments on tape and then probably address some specific things on the note sheet. Okay, so we got off to a rocky start. You have a sub bass player, so anything could be happening, I guess. But, you know, in the intro, drummer came charging out of the gates with a really big, fat sound, good volume. And then as soon as we got into the time, he dropped into the weeds. You need to support the saxophone section here. Of course, we turn the time around. That happens. So by the name of the band, the Wednesday Jazz Ensemble, I'm just going to guess that you only get to meet once a week with these guys. And, you know, picking these Doug Beach charts are great for a band with limited experience and limited rehearsal time. And this includes many of the kind of swing figures and ideas that they'll play more and more of. Oh, we've turned the time again around again in the drums. Still just talking about the rhythm section here for a few more minutes. The pianist certainly doesn't need to play the... So what she's looking at are suggested voicings, and they're written as half notes, just as a way of getting them on the page. She should definitely not be playing just half note rhythms all the way through and should start to comp in a rhythmically appropriate way to jazz and maybe try and interact with the drummer a little bit. I'm really pleased to hear you giving so many members of the group solo opportunities. Improvising is what it's all about, so this is great to hear. Whenever we have background sections behind solos, I'm figuring we're in an open solo section. I think this is the same background figure each time. You know, we don't need to have it behind every solo. You could just use it maybe once or twice. And when that background figure does come in, it should be something that adds rhythmic energy to the band. So make sure your horn players are really thinking about the rhythm of what they're doing, you know, as much as about the pitches. Okay, so Some general things about that tune. Obviously, we had a lot of problems in the rhythm section with turning the time around. The drummer, I think, three times got on the wrong half of the bar. And that might be a function of nerves, of course, but it's probably got something to do with the tempo. The tempo might just be beyond what he's comfortable playing at. And, you know, that chart, you can play it a little slower and it'll be just, you could play that chart slower, it'll be fine. But, you know, when I'm in front of my band, you're doing most of your work with the horns during rehearsal, and obviously you only have limited rehearsal. But when I'm directing the band in performance, I'm mostly communicating with the rhythm section and my three lead players. But I'm in constant eye contact with the drummer, and it seems like he could use a little more help from you, just in terms of coming out of those fills in the right place. You know, this slow medium swing is one of the harder tempos to play well. And we've already picked up quite a bit of speed, and you can maybe feel that the tempo is uneven, you know, a little lopsided. It's really, 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 really important that everybody in the band is subdividing. Ding, 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 ding. So, you know, you only have two trombone players against your five saxes, but actually the trombones are putting up much more sound here. You know, they're supporting the trumpets well, even though there's just the two of them, so they're doing great. We need to get some more substance out of the saxophone section, and, you know, you got to have a strong player on lead alto, and you have to have a strong player on Barry, which you do have. But we really need to fill out the middle of that sound by just getting more volume from the tenors in particular. So, you know, often the tenors be thinking, well, I have to play under the lead alto because he's leading and I'm in the middle. But without the warmth of the tenors in the saxophone balance, you end up with a fairly thin and brittle sounding section that doesn't have a lot of impact. The drummer's choice to play time on the hi-hat here, you know, might be driven by a consideration over volume. But the ride cymbal is not really a loud part of the drum kit. The volume comes from the bass drum and the snare. And, of course, the hi-hat sound is very dry and staccato. And, you know, it's probably going to lend itself to speeding up a little bit at this tempo. So the longer sound of the ride cymbal really helps the medium jazz feel longer, more connected, and more swinging. You know, just thinking about how you can develop this band more with the small amount of rehearsal time that you have. You know, Doug Beach actually has out a book of like jazz rhythmic exercises. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but I'm sure it's published by Kendra and you could find it, where you can just have the band in unison play through various swing rhythms and work on getting a unity of articulation and subdivision, so we really, you know, get used to playing standard jazz rhythms, and they're all the same rhythms coming around again and again. It might be worth getting that, you know, those parts, and just spending, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of your rehearsal each Wednesday going through those things. to just find a solidity of concept that'll bring your band together some more. Additionally, the rhythm section, drummer in particular, well, the whole band, especially the rhythm section, and especially the drummer, just have to listen to more jazz. Without the sound in your head, it's very difficult to reproduce it with an instrument. So just getting an idea of what a jazz drum set is supposed to sound like will be a big step forward, because he has some, obviously he has some plenty of chops and is curious about this, but he needs to spend some time listening to jazz drummers so he gets a clearer idea of what he's supposed to be doing. So here the rhythm section sounds much more comfortable with what they're doing, and I'm figuring it's probably because we have a really prescriptive drum part, so he knows exactly what he's supposed to be doing, and he needs that same security on the jazz feel as well, which won't come from the written part, but will come from listening. You know, there are some really good things going on here in the brass section in terms of shaping long notes and playing with good energy. But if you can hear the band from wherever, I guess you're going to get a video recording of this. You know, the balance of the band is, the trumpet section sounds great, really strong. The trombones, even though there's just the two of them, are actually fairly present. But the saxophone sound is really in the background and kind of a distant sound, and you should definitely try and get more noise out of them. It might be that from where you stand right in front of them, it feels like the balance is different than it is. But yeah, when you're standing right in front of the band, the saxes should be good and loud for you. You know, in this groove, the bass drum and the bass guitar should be playing rhythmic figures that complement each other. And under that trumpet solo, they were in opposition with where the hits are. Here they're much more together, and that feels quite a bit better. In the trumpets, the second offbeat, is that supposed to be short or long? I can't tell. Is it ba ba ba, or is it ba be da? It's kind of a little bit in between. Make sure that the band is really committing to either playing short or playing long. And if it isn't specifically short, it should be very sustained for its full value. This is good. This is much more accurate ensemble playing. But again, the balance, saxes are just lost in here. So, you know, in conclusion, we've got some good things going on in an inexperienced band that has a lack of rehearsal opportunity. Probably the most important step you could take now is making sure that your rhythm section are listening to jazz and listening to big band music, because they're obviously a little lost conceptually. And, of course, they don't have the regular bass player, which could be spooking them. Work on getting much more sound out of the lower saxophone voices. And on singing through especially the swing rhythms, singing through those so that we get, you know, some unity of articulation and concept across the brass and the saxophones. Thank you for bringing them to the festival, and hope you enjoy your weekend.